Leah Worrell from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm here with Avinash Persaud, Chairman at Elara Capital LTD and Executive Fellow at the London Business School. We are here at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked him, what are the prospects for cross-border capital flows to the poorest and most vulnerable countries?
Cross-border capital flows have been a bit diminished of late. Two forces: increased banking regulation, more regulation at the host country where flows were going in, also rising interest rate expectations in the developed countries. And so I think the next couple of years are going to be a difficult period for the poorer, the least developed countries to attract international capital flows from the private sector.